Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Hi everyone, my name is Katya Rizantseva and my project is PeerDAS Metrics Specifications. I'm not going to dive into what is PeerDAS. It's been mentioned already, so it's scaling solution for data availability. And all of you know that Ethereum protocol is built according to the consensus execution specs. But the metrics for different clients are different. I mean, we don't have the unified metrics for the clients. It's challenging for core devs to compare the different clients. And for the DevOps team, it's challenging to monitor all the clients. There are a lot of them. And it's also difficult for research to get the unified data, to synchronize the data. So the solution is one dashboard for all clients. And the unified metrics specs. So how it worked before? We had different dashboards for every client, different graphs. So to compare different clients, it was quite painful. What do we have now for PeerDAS? We have a single dashboard with different clients. The metrics implemented for Grandin, for Lighthouse, for Teco, and Grandin, Lighthouse, Teco, and Prism a little bit. So for this dashboard, you can apply filters. You can choose if it's a full node or super node. You can choose one client, two clients, all clients, and you can also choose an instance and compare or monitor or wherever you need. Let's look at some examples. This blue client implemented some feature. This one is PeerDAS, and the filter is for full nodes, and it is obvious that there are some issues with it, because other clients for full nodes, they have less values, and this one looks like super node. This is the case for investigating. So the next one is obviously there is some issue with one client, which DevOps can catch visually or can apply the alerts, Grafana alerts as well. For researchers, this dashboard is helpful because they can build benchmarks. For example, here you can see two clients and they have the same metrics. So this means that probably the case, the benchmark with specific numbers. This dashboard is also added to Kurtosis. So whenever you want to run Kurtosis and you need a PeerDAS dashboard, it's already there. So no need to build your own dashboard. The dashboard is already actively used by Jimmy, by Sigma Prime. This is his notes about PeerDAS nodes, super nodes and full nodes, bandwidth, and you can see the graphs from the dashboard. Why hasn't it been done before? Because especially before the merge, there were not so many clients and it was manageable. But why do we need it now? Because the ecosystem is growing and there is more and more clients. Not so fast, but anyway, the number of clients grows. And as Perry told me, plus one client is 10 time consuming for monitoring, for testing, etc. So the benefits of metric specs, it's easier to catch errors. It's easier to save resources of teams. So you just save some time or for building, for testing, etc. It's easier to compare clients, which sometimes is really important. And for researchers, it's easier to create benchmarks. Currently, Peridot metrics specs cover the main points of Peridot. They are computation, inclusion proof, KZG verification, reconstruction, gossip verification, and custody. And they also, in the discussion, gossip sub and lib2p metrics with labels for Peridot. This is the current state of project. Some of the metrics are already implemented. Some of them are open PRs. Some they need a review or need an adjustment. And I hope to cover all this table, but that's not the end. The roadmap, the workflow for the implementing metric is kind of like this. We discuss it on Peridot breakout rooms, put it into the GitHub specs, and then develop, test, and if researchers need, then create the benchmarks, then process of reviewing goes, and if it's needed, then the circle starts again, and if it's not, it's merged. But this is not the end, so Peridot metrics are only the beginning, I would say. The next goal is to spread it to consensus clients and later to execution layer. I would like to wrap up with the words of a poet, Sachin Aitin, client diversity for the win. This project presents Ethereum values such like client diversity and collaboration. And it wouldn't be possible without my mentors, Perry and Barnabas from ETH PandaOps, and Dimitri from Teku, and Jimmy from Lighthouse. I also worked with different teams, Prism, with Quarantine. I had a feedback from Megalabs. They are researchers. I'm going to proceed with it. Thank you for your attention. If you're interested in any details, you can scan the code. And thank you.
All right, thank you, Katya. Any questions for Katya?
Thank you, Josh and Mario. That's what wonderful.
I may have missed it, but how are the metrics being collected at the moment? Is it being produced by Kurtosis?
If you run it on Kurtosis, yeah, they are collected using Prometheus metrics. It's like standard stuff, yeah. But DevOps team also has their own databases on Victoria metrics. They collected there. So these specifications are more for internal use, for DevOps team, for researchers, but they are also available for public usage.
You mentioned CL specs. Do you know if there's any work being done on that yet?
No. But we're in discussions about building specs for lib2p and gossip sub because they are already in production, so it's difficult to kind of synchronize them. But we're trying to find the solution. How do you think would it be useful?
Yeah.
You find it? This is not a must, so teams can also create their own metrics if they need like more or in different ways. So, but some of the points would be great to be synchronized in any points. Yeah.
So, is it correct that you implemented these PRs in different client teams, like into different clients? Or did
Yeah.
So do you see this moving forward to add these metrics across all the parts of the clients? Do you see this as something that you or the DevOps team would do, or is it that the clients team themselves have to implement these like going
the way how I see it? So we will start, we will get used to it. And when the new, for example, EIP or any other feature is delivered later, which is not yet started, the process is, for example, in research. with building the specs for the clients, we can we can mark the point where should be the metric, and the clients during the building the feature or the EIP, they could bring it right into the right place. So I hope I won't do all the metrics for all the clients. So the idea is just to bring this process so it came natural and not that painful for teams.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Katya.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.